head, I can only hang this damn cat. That's not right. But I'm not that away. There's one thing. If you ever get married and have any children, I can do this now. I don't have any. Give them. And if I, you teach them to do that, teach them to be honest, tell the truth. One lie calls for another. I'm the only boy my daddy ever reared. He said, did you do that? I said, no, sir. He believed it. And I say, yes, sir. Now, I won about 60 out of 100. Well, he pat me on the head. He said, well, you will tell the truth. And about 4 of such time, he beat the hell out of me. But in other words, I learned about a child. Now, I quoted, I hadn't said that little prayer in, I'd say, over 60 years. As long as I live, I'll remember it. And you know, as I graced the table, you know why? I was tough. Now, last night at Mars, my wife and sister and I got two tables. This man, wasn't many out there that put the food on the table. Picture of all the Rockwell and the cafe grandma and the grandson and the fire. I didn't see him moving his lips. Like to his head and her head just listen. And I am like, and every time I do it, just when I have company, I do it every day, 2 to 3 times. And I thank God I was brought up in the trouble today. My daddy used to say when a goat my age of 10, 15 years younger, when he knows he's now on his downhill, all the young folks are mean as hell, and all the gals are a bunch of whores, and all the boys ain't worth a damn. That old damn goat's just jealous. Well, I still say, we got as good a boy, as good a girl as we ever had. I was supposed to be hung before I was 20. Beat the hell out of me if I was 400 and some odd students up there. Anything I couldn't, he didn't like my dad. See? But I got a whip in the school and I came home and my brother or my only sister, they got one at home. Right or wrong. My baby brother, he's the only one that thought he was going to escape it, but he ended up, he got a whip.
He came out home.
And he wasn't more guilty than you were. But the point is about to let the children today. Well, there's more children today than was when I was a father. But I think the blame, I don't put it on the children, I put it on the parents. I think it's the delinquent parent. Your mother and father don't teach you right from wrong, they teach you grace at the table. In my book, you wasn't reared right. You agree with me or disagree with me?
I agree.
And I think this country needs a darn sight more than it's got today. But the kids, imagine if I had a TV and I was living 12 years old. A bunch of outhouses and everything turned over. Christmas Eve, I just told a fella had some fresh fruit. No, nothing know it's fun to push it. The store right below it had a shed over it. I said, well, James, and I said, you better thank God you wasn't in business 50 years ago. You'd come down here tomorrow, it wouldn't be a damn box of apples. And it wouldn't have been. We boys know, and I never broke out a window pane or nothing like that in my life. But if somebody did, and those walnuts rolled out of the street, I got my part of it. But I would have been home looking at TV. I'm going to shut up now. I'll ramble off again. I think I rambled too much. My sister come back you last night. Somebody had told her. She said, what you kidding, man? I said, well, I ain't telling him the damn truth about